Amen. That he gave us life. He promised us life. And I'm glad for that life this morning. Amen. I know there's been loss here in the church. And certainly, I'm sure, amen. Amen. It's always never easy to deal with these kinds of times. But I'm glad this morning that there's someone that can help us in these times of need. And he's faithful. Song of Solomon chapter 5, beginning in verse number 2. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate you this morning. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. And amen. Most of all for his presence here today. Thank God. Amen. Verse 2, he says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? Now this is the response. I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Thank God. Can we pray this morning? Ask the Lord's help today. Pastor, would you lead us in prayer this morning?
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this service today. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here. We pray, Lord, a special blessing upon the remainder of this service. God, we pray that you anoint our brother, Lord, with fresh oil from the throne, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that destroys the yoke. Anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. We all said amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Reach over to somebody close to you there and tell them I'm glad to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. It's great to see you in the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I'd like to preach to you this morning from this thought. When he knocks at my door, what will my answer be? When he knocks at my door, what will my answer be? You know, the Song of Solomon, it's a beautiful book. And a lot of times it's maybe difficult to understand some of the things in the writings of Solomon. Amen. As the Lord, amen, certainly was giving us a beautiful example of his love for his church, for his people, for those whom he was reaching out to. And I feel like this morning, certainly we need to, in this day, in this hour, know what it means to have the Spirit of God reach out to me and you. Amen. I need that hand of mercy that would reach out and touch my heart and stir my soul and direct me towards the things of God. Because I certainly know, brother and sister, and I'm sure you do too, that we're living in a day and an hour. It's a drastic time. It's a critical hour. Amen. It's a day and a time in which we're facing so many things on every hand. Amen. And many, I've just in the last few weeks, I've heard of so many that have gone on to either be with the Lord or gone on into eternity, maybe not being sure of their whereabouts in eternity. But there's one thing we know this morning is that when the Master passes by our way and he knocks at my door and he knocks at yours, it's because he's wanting to prepare us and make us ready for something, amen, that's up ahead. Amen. There are great things, I believe, tonight that the Lord has prepared for the people of God and to those that will commit their lives unto him. Amen. To somebody that will turn everything, amen, aside and say, I just want to put my attention and my full focus upon the one that is calling upon my heart this morning. And I know today we've come in this house and we've come to worship. We've come to magnify the Lord. We've come because we want to receive from him. But oh, I feel like this morning that if the Lord could knock at somebody's heart today, if the Lord could speak to someone's soul this morning and let us know that, amen, that he's still reaching out to me and you because he wants to do something special in my life and in yours this morning. Amen, that I would not walk out these doors the same way that I came in, but that I could walk out rejoicing in what God had done for my soul this morning. Let me tell you, brother and sister, there's a Holy Ghost power that I feel like is present in this house today. And he wants to reach down to a heart, whether young or old, amen, whether rich or poor, whatever stature of life you may be at right now. Oh Lord, would you come by this morning and would you knock at our heart's door? Would you stir us in such a way to let us know that the Master still loves us and he still wants to do something great. He still wants to stir our hearts and send the Holy Ghost revival within my soul to draw me near unto him and let me know I can make the journey another mile. I don't know about you this morning, but maybe you might have come in this house and you might say, Brother Serta, I need more strength today. I need more help of the Lord today. I've got to make it just a little bit further. Amen. But the steps I'm taking are rather difficult at this time. The things I'm facing are not the easiest to deal with. But brother, can I tell you this morning, sister, can I encourage you this morning that there is someone that is knocking at my heart's door and he's knocking at yours this morning and he wants you to know that he loves you and he wants to do something great for me and you and he wants us to walk out of here knowing that we've been in the presence of an almighty God. Amen. As the writer told us here, amen, the one came. That beautiful one came and knocked at the door. Amen. But you see, the one was asleep. Amen. But yet the heart was awake. Amen. Asleep. But yet, let me tell you this morning, sleep is beautiful. Amen. Rest is great. Amen. But you know, sometimes sleepiness can drown out. Amen. It can stop me from receiving. Amen. What the good things, amen, that God has prepared for me and you. I'm going to tell you just something here real quickly and I'll move on here. I remember a time when I was a young man. And my father was a pretty strong man. He was a hard worker. And one morning he got up and he was really tired, Brother Sam, from the day before. And, amen. But when he got up that morning, he went into the bathroom just like he always had, brother. Amen. To start getting ready for the day. Amen. But so sleepy-eyed and so weary from the day before, he wasn't quite paying attention to what he was doing. So he reached into the mirror like he always did to grab the toothbrush and the toothpaste and to start brushing. Amen. But when he put that brush in his mouth, amen, he began to feel such a burning and a tingling sensation in his mouth that he realized that he looked down and he had grabbed the tube of Bengay instead of toothpaste. Help us, Lord. Amen. You see, sometimes sleep can be good and weariness, but let me tell you this morning, there's something about knowing, amen, that when the Spirit of God walks by, that you would say, oh Lord, would you wake me up this morning and would you touch my heart and stir my soul, because I want to be awakened by the presence of a Holy Ghost that wants to do something real for me, so that when I walk out these doors this morning, I could say it's been good to be in the presence of the Lord. It's been good to be in the house of God. It's been good to be in a place where I can receive from heaven. Amen. Know that God is faithful. Amen. To touch me. He said, I sleep, but my heart awaketh. It is the voice of my beloved. How many can say, I know who my beloved is? Come on, help me just a little bit. Who is our beloved this morning? Amen. We sing about him this morning. What would I do without Jesus? What would I do without Jesus? And somebody lift a hand with me and say, what could I ever do without my Jesus today? Where would I be without my Jesus? Oh, when I think about it, it is the voice of my beloved. Amen. I hear, and he begins to knock at my door. He begins to speak to my heart, and he begins to tell me, Joe, I've got something great for you this morning. I've got something good for you today. If you'll just reach up and open that door and let me come in just a little while. I love the way he told it there, Brother Sam. He said, open to me. Open to me. Open to me. Hallelujah. How easy it is to open up. But sometimes, I tell you, for the flesh, it's so difficult. Amen. For the barriers and the burdens and the cares and the obstacles to overcome, to just be able to reach out and say, oh yes, Lord, here I am. Amen. I appreciate the moving of his Holy Ghost this morning. I appreciate the touch of his mighty hand. But oh, Brother Mike, I believe something, amen, stirs us when we begin to realize that there is a Spirit of God that is wanting me to open up and say, Holy Ghost, would you come on in today? Amen. Would you come on in and stir my heart and stir my soul and stir my spirit this morning? Help me to be strong in you. Help me to obey you this morning. Help me to be willing. Help me to be willing. It's a cold, chilly Sunday morning. And oh Lord, I'm kind of weary and sleepy today, but Lord, would you stir my heart today? Would you stir my heart this morning? He says, open to me.
Amen.
Open to me. You know, there's several different ways that the Master can knock at my heart. And it doesn't always come the same way. Doesn't always come the same way. Amen. Sometimes he may knock, amen, to awaken me. Sometimes it's by his word. Amen, pastor, preacher, messenger, Sunday school teacher, teach us. Amen, maybe something, you open the scripture and you begin to read. Sometimes he begins to knock at my heart's door. And he's just telling me, come on, just open the door. I just want to come in. Sometimes it may be by a tragedy, maybe by an affliction, maybe by a trial, a test, maybe by trouble, maybe by something that we weren't expecting. Sometimes he knocks at my door because he wants to stir me and awaken me one more time. Brother and sister, come on, look around us just a little bit this morning. Amen. I'm talking about in spiritually speaking in the world. Amen. You could see there's a great spirit of slumber that has swept across our world. Amen. I've begun to realize that most people in this world don't even think there is an eternity, Brother Sam. Amen. They don't even think that there's anything after this life. They feel like this is all that there is. Amen. They feel like, Brother, amen, that there is no hope beyond this life. But I want to tell you, there is still a great hope for me and you this morning. There is still a great hope for those who will look up to him and say, okay, Holy Ghost, I'm willing to open the door. I'm willing to let the Spirit of God come in. I'm willing to let his hand move in my life. I've got to have it this morning. Can someone say with a determination and a hunger, say, I've got to have him. I've got to have him. Are you hungry for him this morning? Hungry for him? Lord, I've got to have more of you. He says, open to me. Just open. Sometimes he knocks and he comes like he told the church at Laodicea. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock and he knocks and he knocks. I want to tell you something, brother and sister, this morning. If there's something I feel like we need to pray, Lord, don't stop knocking. Don't stop knocking. I need him to knock at my heart's door every day. Because you know what, Brother Wayne, if he don't knock at my heart's door, if he don't stir my heart, amen, surely somehow, amen, I might slip off the path. Surely somehow, I might fall out by the wayside. Amen, but if he'll continue to knock and to push and to press into my heart's door, amen, and say, come on, Joe, amen, let me stir you a little bit. Amen, come on, let that Holy Ghost, amen, that you received at that good old-fashioned altar of prayer, amen, let that Holy Ghost begin to rekindle a fire within me, something that when I hear that glorious knock pressing on my soul, that I can say, oh Lord, I know it's the Master, and I want to open up to him because I want him to come in and fellowship with me, and I'd like to fellowship with him. There's somebody come in this house this morning, and you might say, oh Brother Serta, I'd like to have communion with the Holy Ghost this morning. I'd like to have a touch from heaven. I'd like to walk out of here knowing that I have been in the presence of Almighty God. And I've been under the shadow of the Almighty, and that he's touched my heart and my life and shown me how much I need him. How much I need him. Open to me, he says. Such a simple statement, but sometimes the most difficult to undertake, because I'm battling with this old flesh. I'm battling with this old man. But Lord, break through that door. I want to open up to you, Holy Ghost. I want to receive from you. I've got to have the Lord's help this morning. Amen. He says, you know, the one thing about our Savior, see, Brother Wayne, he could demand me to open that door. He could demand me. Matter of fact, he could push his way in. He could say, I'm going to force you, and I'm going to press you, and I'm going to make you open that door. Amen. He's so mighty, so powerful. He could blow the doors off this building today, brother. Amen. But these, amen, the things that the Lord wants to do in my life, in yours, He does not want to push us on Him, or on us, I should say. But He wants to, amen, for us willingly to say, oh yes, Lord, come on in for a little while and fellowship with me. I need to feast from the Master's table. I need to feast from the presence of God. I need to feast from the gifts of His Spirit. I need some nourishment and some help for my soul. Oh Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing. How many can lift a hand and say, I'm willing, Lord? I'm willing, Lord. Amen. That's all right. Amen. Just let Him know it, Lord. I'm willing. I'm willing. Hallelujah. I know I'm not preaching you something, amen, something you don't know this morning, amen, but could I remind us, amen, we've just come into a new year of 2017, and brother and sister, amen, a spirit of slumber has swept across our world, amen, but oh, could we not be engulfed with those things that we see going on around about us, but let's keep our focus, amen, let's keep our eyes set upon the author and the finisher of our faith this morning. He's coming soon, amen, He's coming for a bride, He's coming for a people, and He's getting the church ready, and I feel like He's knocking on doors, and He's saying, oh, would you open up to me? Won't you open up to me? Hallelujah. Open to me. Open to me. The response when she heard the cry of her beloved, you know, he explained himself, and I won't hold you long, but I thought, he began to say, as he says, my head is filled with the dew, my locks have the drop of the night, and maybe just something to catch the attention. Sometimes, I guess that's why we love to sing that song we sang this morning, oh, what a Savior. Because when I think of all that He's done for me, and I realize no one else could ever have done for me what only Jesus has done. When I realize that His hands were nail scarred, His side was riven. When I realize He was beaten, bruised, and so battered for me. Brother David, it makes me realize He's been good. He's been so good. But her response and thinking and hearing all these things, and but still there was a little bit of, what should I say, maybe a little neglect, maybe a little bit of a laxity, that she felt like, I've already settled in for the night, and I can't be bothered right now. I've already got my plans made, and I've already got things in order the way I want them, and I just can't allow it to be moved. I want to tell you something, brother and sister, as a child of God, we cannot plan our own steps. We've got to wait upon the Master. We've got to step in His paths. Hallelujah. We got to depend on His Holy Ghost, brother. Amen. Each and every one of you could testify one by one, and you could tell about things. Amen. Sometimes you had something planned, something you thought you were going to do that day. Amen. But by the end of that day, everything had changed. Amen. My wife talked to a young sister the other day, Brother Sam, up there in Missouri. Amen. Her husband was on his way to work. Amen. He drives a dump truck, and they had just put a heavy load on it. Amen. Brother Wayne, she never thought that her husband would be in danger. Amen. But he cut down a little side road and took just a little bit of a rope turn off of one side of an embankment, and that truck turned over, and he just barely got away with his life. You see, sometimes, and I'm not trying to put no fear on nobody, but I'd like to tell you, brother and sister, this life is so uncertain. Amen. But there is one thing I can be sure of this morning. I can know my whereabouts in the kingdom of God. I can know what it means to have my name written in the Lamb's book of life. I can know what it means to have the Lamb's blood applied to my heart and to my soul. I can know what it means to be full of the Holy Ghost and full of the Spirit of God, so that when the battles and the trials and the troubles come my way, oh, I can know that I can depend upon the hand of a mighty God. I know I can pull and I can draw. I can draw upon those prayers, and I can draw upon that life. Amen. Living for God, obeying God, doing His will. Obeying His voice. But she had her plans. She said, I can't right now. Of course, we all know what excuses are. And it's easy to make an excuse. I can't tell you the times I've made excuses. But when it comes right down to it, I really have no excuse. Jesus came to take all of my excuses away. Matter of fact, He went so far as to say that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter where you've been through, what you've done. He opens those arms to me and you. And He just says, open to me. That's all you got to do. Open to me. Open to me. Open to me. That's all it takes. Oh, sometimes it's hard. I've closed up myself. I've shut myself up. I'm not going to tell nobody what I'm thinking. I'm not going to tell nobody what I'm going through. I'm not going to open up. I'm not going to let them know what's going on deep in my heart. But could you just open up to Jesus? Brother, He understands. Sister, He knows. He knows how to deal with it. He knows how to help me in it. He knows how to turn it around. I love that saying there at the back of the church. He says He is the God of new beginnings. Amen. He is the God of new beginnings. I don't have to stay where I was. Hallelujah. I don't have to stay where I am. But thank God I can have a future in Christ Jesus. I don't have to stay in that place where I'm saying, Lord, I put up my shoes. I put my coat up. I don't have time right now. But I could be at the place, amen, where I could say, oh, Holy Ghost, come down one more time and stir my spirit and stir my soul and pour something within me that will help me to make the journey that I've got laid ahead of me today. Help me to make that journey. Spirit of God, would you help us?
Glory to God.
She says, my bowels are moved because my heart moves towards Him. And I realize He's calling me. He's calling me. Did you ever wake up in the morning and you just felt like the Lord was just talking to you? Just pressing your heart, saying, come on, talk to me a while. Did you ever wake up in the middle of the night and you couldn't sleep? And you began to realize it's Him. He's wanting to talk to me. Did you ever come to the house of God and you felt like, well, it'll just be another service today, but something began to take place in the service. The Spirit of God began to move. And you realize, this is my moment. This is my opportunity. This is my chance to take advantage of the grace and the mercy of a mighty God. I'm going to close with this morning. I thought about, there was a young man we knew some years ago, and he'd come to a service because he was having a lot of trouble physically. He was a young man, probably 18, 19 years old. His mother was saved and she'd been in the church for a long time, but he just could never find his way to the Lord to give his heart to God, and just seemed like he was just running a wild life. But something came on his life, came on his body, and he realized he was sick. And if the Lord didn't help him, he may die, or he may just completely go, you know, without any type of help. And so he come to church one day and he was crying at the altar, and I feel like his bowels were moved. His heart within him was stirred because he knew God was dealing with his heart. He cried at the altar. And I went to him. My wife and I prayed with him. And I told him, I said, Bobby, I feel like if you give your heart to God and you turn your life over to the Lord, I feel like the Lord's going to make a difference from this day forward for you. But you've got to take that step. Well, Bobby, he said he repented, and I tell you, he cried like I've never seen a young man cry. Cried out to God. He left the church that day. His mother come back a couple of weeks later. Matter of fact, he was there, but she testified about it. And she said that they had went back to the doctor, and the doctor had told him that his condition had completely reversed, and he was on his way to recovery.
Hallelujah.
Completely turned around.
Hallelujah.
Bobby got better, Brother Snow. He got better. But soon, month passed, few months passed, he went in church no more. Time and time, his mother would request prayer for him. Lord, remember Bobby. Remember Bobby. Somehow, lost sight of what God had done for him. This morning, brother and sister, he knocks. And sometimes his knock is hard. Sometimes it comes like a pound, you know, just a fierce thing, a hurtful thing. And then other times he knocks in such a way. He just says, come on. I just want you to open up. Bobby, to this day that I know of, to my knowledge, I've never known him to get back. Matter of fact, we have a niece that knew where he's at just here recently, brother. And he's living a terrible lifestyle. Never made his way back. But the Lord knocks. And he knocks. And then comes a time where the heart yearns. But then they go to the door and maybe he's withdrawn himself. Maybe he's pulled away. Lord, keep knocking, Jesus. Keep knocking, Holy Ghost. Keep knocking. Close your eyes with me if you would. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Knock on my door, Lord. I need to know what it means. I need to know what it means. The beauty of the promise that he made. He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come into him. I will come into him and will sup with him. And he with me. Oh, the beauty of the Spirit of God. When he comes in and he begins to overjoy my soul. I mean, you see someone get so blessed and someone gets so touched, someone so changed. And you know, they've been with the Master. They've been with the Master. But I tell you, every time, I know every time, brother, that we walk in the church doors and the Holy Ghost and stirring hearts and pastors preaching and the Spirit of God is moving. I know he's knocking. He's knocking. He's just saying, come on, my child. Just open the door. I want to do something for you. I don't want you to walk away from here the same way that you came. I want you to know that I love you and that I want to change. I want you to know that I can feel you and make a difference in your life. He wants us to know this morning that we can sit and sup with him and that he would come and sup with us. What a meal. What fellowship. What grace. Hallelujah. Would you lift a hand toward heaven with me this morning? Can we call upon him right now and just ask of him, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Would you help us this morning, oh God. I'd like to open up to you, Holy Ghost. I'm going through some things right now. I need fellowship with Jesus. I'm facing some places in my life that I need the strength of the Holy Ghost. Maybe there's a young person here this morning. You might say, I'm facing some battles that nobody understands, but only God knows how to help me. Only the Holy Ghost knows how to give me strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could we let him have his way here this morning? Just have your way in me, oh Lord. Have your way in me this morning with all your heart. Hallelujah. I'll open up, Holy Ghost. I'll run to the door every time you knock, Master. And I'll say, oh, Jesus, come on in. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Maybe you need a touch in your life. Maybe you need strength this morning. Maybe there's a prayer you need answered right now. Can I let the Holy Ghost do it this morning? Can I let the Holy Ghost do it this morning? Hallelujah. Can we stand here this morning? Can we stand together in the presence of God? Hallelujah. You don't want to take too much time, but can we allow him to have his way this morning? Have your way in me. Have your way, Lord. Oh, have your way today, Holy Ghost. Have your way in me. Hallelujah. Did you come to say, Lord, I'm willing to open the door. I'm willing to open my heart this morning. I need something that only you can give to me today. I need some of that grace. I need some of that love. I need some of that grace.
some of that power. I need a rekindling in my soul this morning. Let the Holy Ghost come. Let the Holy Ghost come. Let the Holy Ghost come. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, something in the house makes me to realize He loves me this morning. Oh, yes, He does. Hallelujah. Won't you come this morning? Won't you come this morning? If you need to know Jesus this morning, He's here. How did you just open the door to Him? Just open the door to Him. Let Him come in this morning. I'd like to invite you to come around this altar. There's already some here this morning. If you feel the Holy Ghost talking to you, feel the Holy Ghost talking to you, amen, open that door and say hello. I'm willing to let your spirit come in this morning.